It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Well, let's start out with a look at our marine weather forecast. We've been dealing with the edges of an offshore storm, but that should move away and give us better weather for the weekend. We can expect winds to weaken and seas to gradually fall early this morning. A more summer-like northerly wind pattern will develop over the weekend, continuing into early next week. Now, yesterday, the Columbia River Bar was on yellow status, meaning that some ships might be asked to wait to cross the Columbia River Bar, either going in and out of the river. So there are three possible status levels that the bar can be on, and these levels are determined by the Columbia River Bar pilots. And it's based on sea conditions and weather conditions at the very mouth of the river crossing the bar. It's a very problematic place. Things can get very rough there when they are actually look kind of fine here in Astoria. So the pilots take a look at the conditions there at the mouth of the river. And if they're just too turbulent, they might declare what is called yellow status, which is what we were on yesterday, in which they basically assess ships on a case-by-case basis and say whether they think a ship has the power and the maneuverability to come in. If they don't think they do, they might ask them to wait. Now, if it gets bad enough, they could declare red status. And if that's the case, then really no ships generally come across the bar, maybe a very heavily powered container ship or a car carrier. So some of the newer ships that are very powerful and maneuverable might come across the bar in bad weather, but generally it's a case determined on a case-by-case basis by the Columbia River bar pilots. So we expect things to improve, though, in the weather, and that should go back to normal, which is green status. Small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon as that weather system ebbs away. Southeast winds 10 to 15 knots backing to the north in the afternoon, gusts to 20 in the morning, becoming 20 late in the afternoon, and wind waves from the southeast 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the northeast 2 feet high at 4 seconds in the afternoon. West swells 11 feet high at 11 seconds apart, and showers are likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms this morning. And I thought today we could just take a look at our ship schedule. The first ship on our inbound schedule today is the Saga Tucano, arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She could have wind turbine parts on board. You'll have to see as she goes by. If you see big white pieces of things on deck, long curved blades, those could be wind turbine parts. There are other white, solid-looking parts. They could be the nacelles, the hubs, or round cylindrical parts are the supports for the wind turbine parts. And we get all three of those different kinds of wind turbine parts coming in on ships. So passing Astoria inbound around 9:30 a.m., you might see her go by. On her way to Vancouver, she should get there by about 3:30 p.m. The Kazda is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat eventually upriver. She'll be in the anchorage by about 1:30 p.m. today. The Pyxis Leader is arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier, one of those big high-sided, blocky-looking vessels. They're actually very well-designed and very seaworthy. They can carry 5,000 to 6,000 cars inside, the ones that come here. And they have numerous hydraulically operated decks inside, so they can move the decks up and down to accommodate the height of the vehicles inside. And each car, each vehicle, is individually tied down to the deck so that it can't move around at sea. And so there are people who go around checking those lashings as the ship is traveling from one port to another to make sure that none of them come loose and they're all carefully attached to the deck of the ship inside. Passing Astoria around 3:30 p.m., she could be in Portland by about 9:30 p.m. The ATB, articulated tug and barge, the Gulf Reliance, is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland, refined petroleum on board there. She will pass Astoria inbound around 12:30 a.m. early Saturday morning and be in Portland by about 6:30 in the morning on Saturday. And the Ocean Jubilee is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be picking up soda ash upriver at some point. She'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 1:30 a.m. on Saturday. And in outbounders, we have the Sigma Pioneer, leaving Portland, soda ash on board, leaving around 11:30 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The Kobayashi Maru, which is a ship that I talked about earlier, leaving on an earlier ship report about her name having something to do with Star Trek, perhaps. So she's leaving Longview finally. She's been in the anchorage for a couple of weeks now, I think. She's leaving Longview now with wheat, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. The Mount Seymour is leaving Longview carrying logs, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Yasa Ruby is leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Hunan is leaving Longview, soda ash on board there. She is leaving around 5 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And we have the ships in our Astoria anchorage. There are actually two anchorages out there. There's one right off the downtown waterfront in Astoria that is the Astoria anchorage. And then there's one up toward opposite Tongue Point that is called the Rice Island Anchorage. It's named after an island that is over there on the Washington side that I believe that island is made of dredge spoils. But at any rate, it is an island out there, and it's called the Rice Island Anchorage. And these anchorages are not just any place where you want to pull over and anchor. They're designated by the government as places where a ship can officially stop. And they are usually places that are naturally deep and out where there's a safe place out of the ship channel where a ship can anchor and safely be out of the way. Now, there aren't too many. There are some on the river, but there aren't too many. But there are places where ships can stop, so they can't just stop anywhere. They can't just pull over like we would pull over on the side of the road when there's an empty space, because the river is very curvy and treacherous, and there are a lot of places where it would be quite dangerous for a ship to stop. And so there are designated anchorages there. So who's in there today? We have the Ultra Reliance. She is headed for Vancouver at about 11:30 a.m. to pick up wheat. She'll be in Vancouver by about 5:30 p.m. Today. And the Da Tong is headed for Longview to pick up wheat. She'll also be leaving around 11:30 a.m. She'll be in Longview by about 2:30 p.m. And when ships are on the schedule leaving from generally the same place at the same time, they don't just go right one after the other. They leave a couple of miles apart, and that is because they want to leave room in case something happens. If there's any kind of issue with the ship, say the engine quits, or just something happens where they have to deal with an emergency, the ship that is behind them is a couple of miles behind and can take their own action to prevent any kind of problems. So you generally see ships, even when they have the same departure time, being quite far apart between one another on the river. So awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Miyama, the Light Venture, the Ever Zenith, the Stability, the Giorgitsi, the SSI Adventure, and the Betsy's Perfection. And all those interesting names, as I've said before on other shows, I have no idea how people name their ships. It seems like they name them after loved ones sometimes, or sometimes after animals. You know, kind of like the way people name their recreational boats after something that means something to them. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.